3, 2, 1, action!
Palestinian gunmen ambushing an Israeli patrol. This isn't a real operation. It's a scene from a film shot in an unlikely location, Gaza. The two-hour biopic chronicles the life and death of one of Israel's most wanted men, Ahmad Aqil, who was a founding member of the Al-Qassam Brigades, Hamas's military wing. His larger-than-life story is a legend among Palestinians, and now it's become the first film from Gaza to hit the big screen in nearly a decade, thanks to Hamas. The organization financed and produced the movie, and it was written by senior Hamas politician Mahmoud Al-Zahar, who attended its Gaza premiere, along with other Hamas leaders.
I worked on this project from 1999 to 2002. This is purely a Palestinian accomplishment, from writing to acting to producing. It's purely Gaza.
The filmmakers were hampered by Israel's 22-day war on Gaza, frequent military incursions, and a stifling blockade. But after 2 years and $250,000, director Majid Jandia finally finished his film. He also had to deal with Palestinian political infighting.
We faced difficulties finding qualified actors and technicians because many of them were afraid that if they worked on the Hamas movie, they would lose their salaries from the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank.
Despite limited acting experience, Arafat Baalouchi was cast in the lead role. He's winning favorable reviews from local critics and has even found instant fame among Gaza's moviegoers.
For a first movie produced under siege, this is a beautiful thing. We say that even as a start, that this is a message. Why can't we have a cinema that tells the truth about the conditions of the Palestinian people and its resistance?
Many have criticized the motives behind Hamas's foray into the movie-making business, saying it amounts to cultural propaganda. Others have openly questioned whether the money spent on producing the movie would have been better off used on the many impoverished people of Gaza.
With the success and popularity of Ahmad Aqil, Hamas is hoping, despite its challenges, that this movie will inspire other filmmakers into making more films about notable leaders while delivering to the world and to viewers the Palestinian narrative behind their struggle for freedom. Ayman Mohyeddin, Al Jazeera, Gaza.